Now this surah as far as none of the mufassirs give any asbab al-nuzul for it, because as you can see from the context, it talks about day of Qiyamah. There is nothing that anybody can even fabricate about the asbab al-nuzul or how it could be. There's nothing mentioned about anybody, and as we have pointed out, most of the asbab al-nuzul are fabrications later on. So nobody has given any asbab al-nuzul. The surah takes its name from the word qari'a, which comes in the first three ayahs. Now qari'a comes from qara'a. Qara'a in Arabic means to strike or to knock. And also when somebody knocks the door, it says qara' al-bab. But it is a knocking, a striking, a heavy striking, a hard striking. Now also, and even in that sense, it's used in the second sense, that is the sense that if somebody, something knocks, or a calamity or an adversity befalls the people, it is like a knocking, a knock, or a striking, then it is also called a qari'a. And in that sense also it's been used in the Quran, a calamity or hardship, adversity, which comes and knocks, strikes or befalls a people. And it is in this latter sense that it is used here, al-qari'a, a striking, a knocking. And as we all see, it is one of the names of the day of Qiyamah, or day of judgment. It is a calamity or an adversity which is beyond any sort of imagination. And the Quran sort of emphasizes, especially in the last juz, if you see, quite a few surahs sort of emphasize on this sort of day, or on this calamity, on this adversity, or this incident or occurrence which is going to occur in the future. Sometimes it is a terrible occurrence. It's very great, very huge, unimaginable. And various names have been used. One of them is qari'a, striking, knocking. So al-qari'a, mal-qari'a. And what is al-qari'a? What is this knocking or striking? Now this is one of the ways, or the style of the Quran, that whenever something important is being discussed, then it is mentioned, and then what is it? And also the third, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِيَةُ, on what will make you know what is al-qari'a. So how will you come to know? Now many mufassirs have said, whenever this phrase وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِيَةُ is used, it gives the sense that this is something that even cannot be described. Until you see it, you will not actually realize the importance and the significance of the thing. And even some of the things, even if they are occurring now, like Laylatul Qadr, all these things, it's very difficult for us to appreciate or realize the significance of those things. They are not in any way sort of possible for us through our senses to realize what these things are, the importance and the significance and the greatness of this thing. And most of the things of the day of Qiyamah are like that, even though they are described in the Quran briefly. It's very difficult to realize what these are. The importance of it is being brought home by these ayahs, but the actual thing, until it happens and we see it, it will be very difficult to comprehend it. So, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِيَةُ, and what do you think, or what will make you know what is al-qari'a? Now, it itself then describes what it is. يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ. It is a day, yakunu, when the people will be kalfarash al-mabthuth. Farash is moths or butterflies. In Arabic literature, a moth is considered to be a very stupid sort of insect. Goes and flies in the burning fire and burns itself. Whereas in the Persian literature, it's the opposite. The moth is considered something with a lot of love for fire, that it gives its life for fire. But then in Arabic literature, it's considered a very stupid insect. Just gets up, flies, and burns itself. Right? There is nothing good about it. So here, mankind is considered as farash al-mabthuth, like moths scattered, mapruv, bastam, scattered moth. Other mufassirs have said, and faraj is also used for locust. See, they say locust when it is sort of comes or when it is disturbed, then they start flying in all directions. It isn't in one direction. It is like a sort of big crowd which is being disturbed, and then each and everyone running here and there, not knowing where they are going, hitting each other without any sort of sense of direction. And this is what they say, that this sort of gives the meaning of nas. People will be such sort of, all of them, huge sort of, as you know, I mean, I don't know whether people have seen locusts when they come or films or pictures or whatever. Huge flocks of these insects, I mean, just flying around here and there, knocking it. So this is what mankind will be on that day. Crowds of huge groups of them sort of all moving from one place to another without knowing where they are going. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْإِحْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. Jibal is plural of jabal. Jabal is mountain. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ, and the mountains will be كَالْإِحْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. إِحْن is wool, colored wool. So it will be like man, and manfush, nafasha is to separate. I mean, you know, cotton and wool, we sort of separate them out, make it fluffier. So it will be called ihnil manfush, colored wool which has been separated out, fluffed up. And so these mountains, and mountains are actually, even in the Quran, I mean, lots of times, I mean, mountains are considered to be the strongest thing. If you can move a mountain, you can move anything. So this day, give the significance or the importance or how great this day is, that these mountains which are considered to be so steel and strong, they will become like wool, fluffy wool. And this is also mentioned in other ayahs, that mountains will sort of be floating like clouds. So these mountains which we see them as strong and solid, they will become fluffy like wool and start floating. So this is a day when mankind will be like scattered insects or moths all running around, and mountains will be like fluffed up wool floating. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. فَأَمَّا, as for, مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ, ثَقُلَ means to be heavy, as for whose mawazin is heavy. Mawazin is plural of both mizan. Mizan means a scale, right? Something that you weigh something in. And also it is the plural of mawzun. Mawzun means something that is weighed in the mizan. Now many mufassirs have preferred mawzun rather than mizan, because they have this idea that on that day everybody will have one scale, isn't it? I mean, so it says مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. If we take mizan as the singular, then it would mean as for one whose scales are heavier. So I mean, they say, I mean, how can people will have only one scale, everybody? So mawzun, yeah, you can say that things that they are weighed, everything that is weighed in it, all your actions are weighed and they are heavier. As for one whose scales are heavy, or whose things that are weighed, or whose actions are heavy. Now others have sort of, mufassirs have said that this mawzun is itself we ourselves. And they have a bigger sort of concept that on that day, whatever we are will be what our actions have made up. It won't be this body, but when you act, when you do, you are actually building yourself in that world. If you do bad, the person you are building is going to be bad and light. So you are doing good acts, the same, the portion of the body you are building in that world is weighty and good, and that is where you will live, in that body. And if it is made of good actions, then that is happiness itself, and if it is made of bad actions, then that itself is hell for you. And others have sort of the concept of what is known as that your actions will become some sort of bodies in that world. So when you, and they sort of say that this, it tells with these sort of ayahs, where it says Thakulat Mawazin, your actions are some, otherwise how can you weigh your actions? And there is nothing, if you do good, there is nothing to take and put in a scale. So they literally said that your actions will be turned into some sort of an object. All your actions, bad, good, that's turned into some sort of an object which are going to be weighed, and that is what you will see on those days. When Allah says you will see your actions, and anybody who does good will see it, anybody who does bad will see it, is actually see your actions, not see the fruits of your actions, as we would sort of go and through most of the Mufassirs have said, that it is the fruits of your action, not the actions itself. How can you see your action? But anyway, the meaning given is that whatever you are doing, I mean, these things are going to be judged upon. That is the day of judgment, and it is going to be weighed. And anybody whose weight is heavier, whose good actions are good, فَهُوَ فِي إِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَ, then he is going to be, إِيشَة is a life. He is going to be in a life which is رَاضِيَ, which is satisfactory, happy, and he is satisfied with his and happy. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُ, now here is the opposite. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّ is to be light. Thakulat is to be heavy. And as far as Thakulat is concerned, I mean also the word, the hadith which we remember, إِنِّي تَعْرِكُمْ فِكُمُ الثَّقَلَيْنِ. Thakulain is coming from the same root word, meaning two heavy things, the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. And Khaffa, be khafif, to be light, without weight. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُ, and whose weight or whose scale is light, or whose the thing that is weighed is light, فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَ, then his now literally means mother, أُمُّهُ هَاوِيَ, then his mother is هَاوِيَ. هَاوِيَ is the, say that the lowest or the deepest pit in hell is هَاوِيَ, or any pit actually. Then his mother is هَاوِيَ, or, and mother, I mean they say that, for example, it doesn't mean mother in the sense that when a child has difficulties, he turns to his mother, or the mother is the refuge for a child. Similarly, his refuge. And these people are sort of in a sorry state that when they need sort of real refuge, their refuge is going to be Havia, hellfire, pit, hell, the lowest pit in hell. And what is this Havia? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. The Quran itself goes for and says, and what will make you know what this Havia is? This pit is Narun Hamia. It is Nar, fire, which is hot, Hamia. Now we can say that all fires are hot. The Mufassir said when it says Narun Hamia, it says that it's nothing like the fires you see in this world. These fires are nothing compared to the heat of that fire. These fires are cold, if you like to say. That is only that fire that is hot. And others have said that this Narun Hamia, the hot fire, is the fire of separation. That is, okay, these fires are different, but as far as the fire of separation, and hell itself is when you are separated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you have no hope of having His mercy, to be cut totally from His mercy, that fire, the fire of separation, is much hotter than this physical fire. And that is where, I mean, we have looked at this, the ayah where it says, تَتَّلِيُ مِنَ عَلَى الْعَفْئِدَ, that is that fire which comes from the heart. It is the fire of separation, is the fire which comes from the heart. Fire of somebody that you love or ought to love, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He is cut and that love is sort of separated from you, then that fire is much more hotter than the physical fire. But anyway, most of the Mufassirs say this fire of hell is much, much hotter, and this is what sort of would be understood from this ayah. Not like all these fires that you have in this world, but it is much, much hotter than the fire you have here. So that is the end of the surah. Surah sort of concentrates completely on the day of Qiyamah, showing this significant thing about religion, that every act you do is important. On that day, it's going to be weighed. So you have to be careful. what you do, what you don't do. In this world, you have to prepare for that day so that your mizan or whatever is being weighed on that day is heavy and not light. And that is basically what the message of the whole the 30th Jews is actually, the day of Qiyamah, which is one of the most important pillar of any of the religions. Now it is important to for the Quran or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us know of the day of Qiyamah. Because everything we learn in this world is when things repeat itself. Right? Anything we learn, tomorrow is going to be another day because in the past other days have happened. It's going to be night because in the past we have seen that things happen like this. And this is how we learn from cycles of this thing, that it's going to repeat itself. And if things haven't happened, then we don't know that it's going to happen until we sort of pass that cycle and come back, which is not going to happen. So that is why one of the most important sort of duties of religion, of the prophets, have been to tell you about things which is impossible for you to find out. And Day of Qiyamah is one of those days. There is no way for human beings to know about it because they have not been to that state. We can only know of things that have happened, and when continually they happen, we ask either from history or in our life, when things have happened, we learn from them. And we can sort of find out more about it when it happens again and again and again and repetition. But if it doesn't repeat, things haven't happened, we cannot learn about it. There is no way. So that is one of the reasons that Day of Qiyamah, things which we cannot find out, are there, given by the prophets, and we learn from the prophets the importance of religion, one of the importance of religion, to show us these things. Whether we believe in it or not is immaterial. This is what the truth is going to be. If I'm going to say tomorrow is going to be another day, say I don't believe, it doesn't make any difference. Tomorrow is going to be another day. This is going to happen, and this is how it's going to happen. And many of the signs are given what is going to happen. And as we will see, as we look at other surahs, many other signs of the Day of Qiyamah are given. And how great a day it is for all of us, so that we prepare for it. And when the day comes, we cannot argue that we didn't know about it. We all know about it, and we have to prepare for it. Wassalam.